So let's just finish out briefly with one more case. Why don't we hear about your 61-year-old lady who was diagnosed in 2014?
The 61-year-old patient, she also had high-risk features. She was diagnosed in 2014 and at her diagnosis was noted to have 17p deletion. She also had an unmutated V gene. We have routinely tested for ZAP70, and it does correlate with mutation status, but we found it to be less useful. So I probably would not recommend that for routine evaluation. Nevertheless, she was ZAP70 positive, and she was initially monitored until she progressed almost a year later. And when she progressed, she went on a clinical trial, a first-line clinical trial, with venetoclax plus obinutuzumab. This is a trial that was an initial analysis and generating an initial safety data set in parallel with the CLL14 trial. So she went on venetoclax obinutuzumab, and she went into a remission with that. That was a fixed duration treatment. So she stopped her venetoclax. I believe it was about a year after she had started treatment, and although she was in a complete remission and was MRD negative at the end of treatment, she subsequently, about 3 years later, had progression of her disease. And at that time, she needed salvage therapy and was placed on ibrutinib. She had the 17p deletion at relapse. She had high-risk features. And her response to ibrutinib monotherapy was relatively limited. She achieved a partial remission. She had about a year of disease control on ibrutinib, and subsequently her disease progressed in the form of a progressive cervical node or nodal group. And when she progressed after the ibrutinib, she was evaluated for mutations in BTK and PLC gamma 2 and did not have those mutations. She also had a PET CT to make sure she didn't have a Richter's transformation when she progressed. And in fact, I think she also had a lymph node biopsy, even though she didn't have a high SUV. So she did not have Richter's transformation, and she went on a clinical trial recently with CD19 CAR T-cell therapy, JCAR17, and she's achieved a partial remission with that and is now continuing on observation and monitoring, close monitoring, on continued BTK inhibitor-based therapy.